Control.
And welcome back to Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine. That's the show you're listening to. We're glad you're along for the ride. Check us out on the web at cruisecontrolradio.com. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. It's all there, cruisecontrolradio.com. You know we love to do studies, Les, on cruise control and surveys and check them out. We've got a real good one here from GM Bi-Power Card. It is the 2018 Driving Resolution Survey that was commissioned by GM Bi-Power Card. And a lot of interesting resolutions people are kind of making and goals for 2018 as it relates to cars and trucks. And we want to find out more about it. So we got Chris Duke with us. Chris, welcome to Cruise Control Radio. You are one of the hosts of Motors TV, right?
That is correct. Thanks for having me on the show, guys.
Yeah, we're glad that you got up early, being on the West Coast there, and we want to find out about this. We always love, kind of getting into the minds of consumers and what they're thinking about, and you have this great study here, the 2018 New Year's Driving Resolution Survey, of course, commissioned by GM Bi-Power Card. So tell us a little bit about it. What were you looking for here?
Well, that survey was included 1,134 licensed drivers in the U.S. ages 18 to 65. The buying results showed that 33% said that they should purchase a new vehicle this year, while 15% said that they will purchase or lease a new vehicle this year. Now, for those that are gearing up for a new vehicle purchase, nearly a third of those agree that they should start saving in 2018, and a quarter of those said that they are already saving towards the purchase or lease of a new vehicle. And that's why people might want to consider leveraging a rewards card like the GM Bi-Power Card from Capital One. Now, you had mentioned New Year's resolutions, and, that's what you'd expect, right? Top two resolutions are people keeping their interior and exterior clean. Now, whether or not they actually do that... yet to be seen, right?
They'll do it, Chris, for the first two or three weeks, and then it might slide a bit.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe the first week.
Okay.
So the top vehicle trend choices, and this is no surprise based on trends that are going on out of Detroit and gas prices stabilizing, which is it's dominated by trucks and SUVs. Mm-hmm. In fact, nearly 32% chose SUVs as their top vehicle choice, and about 15% were trucks, and the rest were just scattered with luxury vehicles and sports cars, and et cetera. But that's pretty huge, especially since recent years, gas prices have kind of driven people away from the big SUVs.
Yeah, you see that. I mean, we talk about it here on the show. I think two sedans were revealed in Detroit, the Jetta and the Avalon, and that's about it as far as production cars.
Yeah, no, the rest was, the 2019 Ford Ranger. Now, that's going to be an inline four. Mm-hmm. But what's interesting about the 2019 Ranger is that they're not even bothering with a regular cab. It's going to be a super cab or a full-on four-door, full-size doors on the Ranger, so they're thinking big for that, too. The 2019 Ram 1500, the 2019 Chevy Silverado 1500 with the 3.0 Duramax diesel, mm-hmm. The Mustang Bullitt, we're talking about, some bigger vehicles that are kind of hungry when it comes to gas. So
absolutely.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, but wouldn't you think also that one of the other reasons that people are buying so many SUVs, crossover SUVs, is because there are so many on the road now that people driving cars, especially smaller cars, are beginning to feel a little bit intimidated. And they sort of of necessity say, well, I've got to get into one of these things also.
Yeah, well, you definitely don't want to feel like the small guy driving around in a little Prius and you've got some big, 4x4 vehicle behind you, so... that's part of it, I think. But it's just the trends, the needs from consumers is indicating that they want bigger vehicles, but the gas prices have been prohibitive as well as, other variables. So it's all coming together here in 2018.
Yeah. What else did your survey find?
Let me see here. Let's see. We covered New Year's resolutions. Some of the top trends that the people responded to was the 44% expected to see more fuel-efficient vehicles on the road in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly 41% expect electric vehicles to become more mainstream. And that is the case, but it's still slow going.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And let's see. 32% cited self-driving, fully autonomous vehicles as the third biggest trend this year. Now, I don't think, if self-driving in the survey is referring to fully autonomous, you guys know that that's still some time off. But
yes,
semi-autonomous, like the Tesla Model S and other vehicles, that's already a reality right now.
Yes, yes. And actually, Chris, we were just talking on the previous hour of the show about a guy that had a little too much to drink somewhere in San Francisco, stopped his Tesla on the bridge midway. Police come up and they say, what's up? They find he'd been drinking too much. And he said, well, I wasn't driving. I was on autopilot. So maybe that's a trend.
how is that being handled by the law enforcement, though, if they get pulled over and they say, hey, I wasn't really driving, the car was?
I think they gave him a courtesy ride to the police station in a police car.
Yeah.
But
very interesting.
Yeah, I think what's interesting in this study is there's probably a lot of confusion about self-driving cars and that there's a kind of a whole range of self-driving. It's not like you go there and you go to sleep and you show up at your destination. That will happen eventually, but as you said, not in the near future. It's kind of hard for people to understand a lot of this technology that's coming up. And I also think as electric cars get out there, we talked about a BMW model that they're saying they'll sell in a couple of years with 400 miles range. Then we'll see more electric cars and saying, yeah, you don't have to go to the gas station and you can take it on a trip to the country.
Well, that's just it. The short range of the EVs has been prohibitive for people because they don't want to they actually want to go somewhere and then maybe come back and then, park it back in their garage and then plug it back in. So that's becoming more of a reality right now. But it's still November, I think it was 0.4% of the U.S. auto market. Of the 1.4 million vehicles that were sold, only just a little bit over 5,000 were electric. So,
yeah.
But it is growing, 17% increase year over year.
Well, I guess the big thing is here that GM Bipower, the card, put this together. The thing is, if you're going to have a card, you're going to buy stuff anyway. You might as well have a card that will get you money towards a new vehicle, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And with this card, you can accumulate 5% on the first $5,000 in purchases and then 2% after that. And that applies towards the purchase or lease of a new Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Cadillac vehicle. So you just start using it to buy everything that you would on a normal basis, clothes and groceries and stuff for your kids. And then all of this comes back to you later in the form of a vehicle.
Yeah. 5% is a huge, payback there. That's compared to today's interest rates.
It's pretty
very, very generous.
Yeah, that's on the first 5,000, then it tips down to 2%, but still that's
good.
That's quite a bit.
Yeah, yeah. And
quite
after 2%, is it unlimited or is there a limit there?
No, there's no limit at that point.
Yeah.
So 2% after that.
Deal.
Yeah, we're talking to Chris Duke about this 2018 Driver's Resolution Survey. It was commissioned by GM Bipower, the credit card. And I actually, Chris, can tell you, a number of years ago, I bought a car. I actually did a story on this. Yes, a journalist buying a car. It's hard to believe, but automotive journalist. And I ended up, it was something like $23,000 on the sticker. And then I got it for like 12 with all the card stuff. And so it adds up. I mean, you're buying groceries, you're buying other stuff. It adds up very quickly. And the dealer said, what am I going to owe you money? Am I going to give you this car and owe you money? I said, it might, if it's a good trend right now, let's keep going, find some more, So
I was going to say, you got a really good deal for being in the industry, but no, you used your card. So
yeah, use the card.
It works.
Yeah, so it works. if people want to find out more about this, Chris, where would they go if they want to read this survey and find out about the GM Bipower card?
Just go to bipowercard.com and all the information is right there.
Very, very cool. Very, very cool. A lot of great information, and these surveys are fun to check out. The trends, we kind of bemoan the loss of the sedan here on Cruise Control Radio. There are some great sedans out there, Camry and Accord and others, right now it's not the thing. It's not in vogue anymore. And it is funny that segment used to be the biggest segment, the midsize sedans, not that long ago. But, hey, Chris, we appreciate you joining us on Cruise Control Radio. We'll be right back with more news about cars. So keep it tuned.